It's a bit past 1 p.m. and this is Talk on the Rock. It's usually a call-in show, but unfortunately we don't have anybody to man the phone lines this week, which means you cannot call in, but you are listening live. With me in the studio, I have Clay Hammer and Lucy Robinson for the second week in a row. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for being here today.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello, hello.
Hello. So we're here to talk about Wrangell's boat parade this week. We are about, how many days is that? Five. I've walked out of bed without my brain.
All I know is it's Saturday afternoon and it's creeping up really fast.
Yep. So, all right. First of all, I have never really lived in this kind of proximity to water. I've lived close to water before, but I mean, fishing and people having boats is not the kind of thing that I've been around as much. What is the boat parade?
Well, you want to take that one, Lucy?
Well, the boat parade offers up an opportunity for Wrangell's fleet, be it fishing vessels or sport boats or, heck, I guess canoes and kayaks
and anything that floats.
Yeah, anything that floats, essentially, as long as you're prepared for the darkness and potential cold and the elements as they may be present in the winter. But it's essentially a chance for the fleet to head out on the water and celebrate Christmas and bring some joy to the community of Wrangell. So with Christmas lights and whatever you'd like to light your boat up with. And you know, it definitely, allows a little bit of interaction. I know Clay, has done a great job at, encouraging, participation via the radios, in their cars, and we want folks to come out. And so it's nice because not only is the fleet heading out and showing off, what they've got and what they've done, bringing that Christmas spirit, but also the community can come out and rally in their cars or on the city dock. Go outside, you know, wherever you choose to watch from, be it your home or, it's neat. It's just it's an engaging activity for the holiday. So
totally. So lit up boats.
Yeah.
But that is not the only way to participate. People can be on shore and watch as well, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
KSTK is a part of that because of the radios.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So we've done this a couple of times in the past where we've set the station up with a VHF radio to just kind of follow along, help coordinate. And each time I think it worked really, really well. Maybe we'll get into a little bit the particulars of that a little later in the interview here, but for sure we want to up our game a little bit this year. if this season could use an uplift, this would be the one, right?
This is it.
So we're going to try and raise our game just a little bit with our plan. And anyway, we'll speak to that in a minute. But this boat parade's been going on and has been a part of this community about as far back as I can remember.
Yeah, tell me about the history.
I didn't get here until the very early 90s. And so it was probably about 93 or 94 that I actually got to see and participate in my first boat parade. But I got asking around a little bit. And the thing was actually started by Doc Davenport back in the 70s. And it was about the time he got his first big fishing boat, a boat called the Zamovia, a great big wooden boat that he used to halibut fish and that kind of thing out of. And he got it started back then, and it just became one of those grassroots things that just kind of takes on a life of its own and just keeps on going. And he was instrumental over the years, you know, rallying the fleet and getting people out there and just kind of leading the charge on this. And it continued on until he got a little bit older and his health started to fail a bit and got to the point where we would go out and kind of help him outfit his boat with the lights. Mm-hmm. And so he could still get out there and do his bit and keep things going. But eventually his health got to the point where he couldn't do it anymore. And it kind of was hit and miss after that. And it kind of has continued to be hit and miss somewhat after that. But last couple of years, though, I've had an opportunity to try and help keep it going, and I have to say it's really turned out cool.
Yeah.
Just the way everybody, the community, comes together and puts their best foot forward. And it's kind of like decorating your house. You know, who cares what it really looks like? Just as long as you put something
just
on there,
to be
right?
Bright, you know,
it's the same thing with the boats.
Yeah.
Some people go absolutely all out, and some are a little bit more minimalistic in their approach. But at the end of the day, day, who cares? The more the merrier.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're out there and just getting into it is pretty cool.
Totally. Yeah. So how did you both get involved with the boat parade then? You mentioned moving here, but that probably isn't when you started getting...
You know, that's a good lead in,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
My first time participating in the boat parade was back in 94.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Ritchie Transportation was still going, and we had the River Tug, the Totem 2, and Skipper Tom Rooney, Captain Tom, decorated that thing up, and the whole crew, all of us and whoever, you know, wanted to ride along with us.
Yeah.
We went out and that was my first intro to it.
Yeah.
And that was back in the early 90s when things were still thriving. There was still a booming logging industry.
Mm-hmm.
There were still a lot of boats and stuff. And so back then there was, there was the Campbell tugboat fleet there. Remember the big mogul? The mogul was an absolutely huge tugboat station.
Yes.
Took a lot of lice to cover that
boat.
Gosh,
that was really neat. Yeah.
Golly, there was, you know, the Gray Sea has always been a...
Gray Sea's been great.
Always been a part of it.
Big participant.
Let's see. Frank and Linda Churchill used to have that great big tugboat.
Yes. That was beautiful.
That was... always did a beautiful
job
fixing that one up.
Yep.
And then who can forget the MV Christian?
You got it.
Christian was always out there every
season. I missed that boat. Yep.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I have to say, one of my favorites was the year that... got invited to ride along with Gary Allen and the Stikeen Sow. The sow was lit. They had lights all over that thing. But my favorite part, was the other part that was lit. And that was a couple of guys jumped up on top of the wheelhouse and had all wrapped up in Christmas lights. And they were dancing on the wheelhouse.
That's
decked
fun.
Out in Christmas lights.
That's
to
fun.
Me, that's probably my hands down favorite memory of participating anyway. In
that's a great memory.
Those were some good times.
I remember those days in the mid to later 80s. Remember, I have fond memories as a kid of that was part of Christmas. You know, there was the boat parade and everybody was like, oh, what day is the boat parade on? We've got to be to where somewhere where we can watch it. Where are they
people
meeting?
People would plan their homecoming around when the boat parade was going to happen.
Yeah, there was the boat parade and there was the the basketball games where all the college alumni games and homecoming. There was all kinds of things happening. And I think, you know, for me, I think what's really important and special about this is that it was a fond memory or many fond memories in my mind. And just a few years ago, I think it had kind of lulled off just a little bit. And I think I touched base with Clay and a few other people like in 2016 or 17 or something. And I was like, hey, let's do the, or I said something like on Facebook, I said, dang, I missed the boat parade. And I got so many responses that we were just like, I was like, I'm going to talk to Clay because Clay and I have collaborated on a couple of things and we work really well together and have run in different circles. And so our reach is kind of far. And so we can always rally and we do a good job at just getting the job done and having a good time while doing it. And so, but Clay has spearheaded it the last few years with the chamber. The chamber's been really helpful in getting the word out and, coordinating times with everybody and rallying. But for me, this year especially, I think it is incredibly important if, you know, as many people as we can get out there. And like Clay said earlier, like, we don't need perfection. Just string a darn string of lights on your boat and
just
be there and turn your radios on, have some music. And of course, just have a great time. Because we can't have all the things that we typically have, traditionally have. And we're limited this year. I think that this is incredibly important. And it's going to be very special regardless. Like if we have a couple boats show up, great, but the more that we can get out there, I just really want that to happen for our community. So,
A boat parade does seem like a very compatible sort of activity with social distance.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're definitely far away from each other. So,
So logistically, you mentioned radios. How does that communication happen?
So let's talk about that just a little bit.
Yeah.
So, You see over in the corner of the studio there, it's radios. And so that's kind of cool. I mean, it's a radio in a radio station.
Yeah.
Ooh. Who'd have thought, right?
Metal. Anyway, so that is a setup for a VHF radio. And we're going to get you guys all hooked up here at the studio so you can talk back and forth to us and the boats and stuff on VHF Channel 10. Channel 10 will be the one that we will all the vessels will be sort of standing by on, coordinating on, and all that kind of good stuff. And so the plan, if you will, this year is to basically get all our boats and everything all situated out there, and haven't quite worked out the logistics of how to get the radio station a presence out on City Dock. But somehow or another, we need to get some boom boxes plugged in out there, whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. I don't care. This is all grassroots, and we're just sort of making it up as we go. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the idea is to get a radio presence out there on the dock. And presumably we will have something in our boats. And you folks at the radio station, amongst other things, you'll be playing some Christmas music for us.
Yeah.
And
course.
So the plan is get some carols. I thought about, you know, passing out sheet music with the words so that everybody could follow along to and do some caroling that way. But the end thing is to do some caroling. And we're going to pick some songs that are familiar to everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need the words to. You already know them.
Yeah.
Everybody knows them. So we're just going to play some of these, and the people on the dock can sing to the people on the boats, and the people
That's
on
great.
The boats can sing to the people on the dock. And
that's great.
I think it's going to be a really good time.
Yeah, that's great. We'll see if anybody in Wrangell has as encyclopedic of a knowledge of Christmas song lyrics as I do. My family has a tradition of just like sitting and it sounds a little weird to say it out loud, but we just sit and look at the tree and sing carols in December. So I know many, many lyrics. We'll see if anybody
Perfect.
Can beat me in.
I think that's fun. That's a great tradition. I also think it'll be neat to hear everybody else's version of the song. Like, you know, like because you think you know the lyrics and then they come out and other people are like, that's not what it is at all. But might be kind of interesting and fun in that way,
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. One thing I've noticed, your sound carries over water.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't believe. And I think if you're out there on the water and you hear the singing coming from the dock or vice versa, I think it's going to absolutely sound beautiful.
It would be really neat to like get that going too, like encourage that, like folks like calling out right now. If anyone's listening and you're not planning on being on a boat, plan on maybe heading to City Dock or some sort of ocean view.
Yep.
Get your radio going. Get a few pals together. If you've got maybe a Bluetooth speaker that is solid and you can play the radio. You know, there's the Tune In Radio app where you can tune into KSDK.
Bring your glow sticks to wave around.
Exactly.
And
and
light everything
we
up.
Talked about this earlier. There used to be a car parade downtown with the Christmas lights, and I think it was very, very. It was a limited run. Didn't happen a lot of years.
It didn't take off.
No,
as well as we thought
it didn't. But it did exist. And so, if folks are interested and they don't have a boat or they don't plan on being out on a boat, that might be another idea. Is
get a
string of lights on your car and come on down. And it'd be really neat to like do that back and forth singing, and it'd be great for the local community to kind of hear that buzz in the air when they step out on their porch. If I know the area up on Mount Dewey where their folks live up there have a great view and could probably hear that pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
I think that's, decorate how you can, come how you can, bring your best singing voice.
You bet. So we'll kind of bring the fleet in. I think when we get everybody together out there, we'll try and get in as close to the dock as we possibly can without getting really super jammed up or anything. And we'll do a little bit of singing and kind of interact with the folks out there on the dock. And then after a little bit, we'll go ahead and start the parade. And the usual route is we head down towards Petroglyph Beach and you make a turn and then you head towards, it used to go clear out to the old mill.
I remember that.
Not everybody is necessarily up to that.
Yeah.
And so a lot of folks will just drop off at their home port of choice, be it Heritage or Shoemaker or whatever. But there's no sunset on when this thing is going to end.
Yeah.
But that's going to be the general route.
Cool.
And we'll just kind of go from there.
Yeah, we'll drag along as many boats as we can, and it'll be
get
great.
Get done when we get done.
Yeah, exactly.
So for people joining in by boat, it's meet at 6 p.m. at City Dock, right?
Correct.
And then people wanting to
just
watch.
Start
also meet at 6 p.m. at City Dock, but on the dock instead of, instead of by the dock.
Yeah.
So do you have an expectation of how many people are going to participate?
Absolutely none. Lucy knows how this goes.
Yeah.
And she and I have both been involved in putting together different things over the years. For me, it was always the polar bear swim for about 18 years running, I think. I did that thing. And I know Lucy has put on her fair share of events like this.
Yeah.
And you never really know until the last 5 to 10 minutes who's actually going to show
that
up.
That is... That's
truth, right there.
It is so true. Wrangell is one of the best little communities, but you never have a clue as far as how many people are going to show up, who's committed to going. It's always just play it by ear, hope for the best, plan for the worst, and go from there. So
I've always been pleasantly surprised.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's just how it works.
Yeah,
All right, so absolutely no expectations. Even if it's one boat, you know what? That's a parade. You only need...
I've been one of the two boats out there before.
That was
kind of cool. The radio station showed up, the newspaper. The newspaper showed up and took pictures of everybody and made us all famous.
That's great.
You know, between the radio station and the newspaper, everybody got their 10 seconds of fame there.
So. It's all good. I love it.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Do you feel like things will be or are different? We've talked about this a little bit, but just different because of the pandemic.
Personally, I don't see the pandemic putting a damper on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is such of a tried and true tradition that people get so excited about that I don't see it slowing this thing down a bit. If anything, this is a way of like basically kicking 2020 down the road and saying we're not going to put up with you anymore.
We've got Christmas lights and boats. Get out of our way.
The good and the happy stuff is kind of basically
Christmas lights and boats.
I think be it, you know, the current situation and not just the pandemic, I think just generally there's some tough stuff happening, you know, locally, statewide, nationally, globally. And I think that little things like this really do a good job at bringing people some hope. And we could all use that right now. So
I think you don't need much. I mean, look at the Grinch tree. Rest in peace to the Grinch tree. But people, things like that make people happy. You don't need many decorations. There was one ornament ball on that.
The mask and then the grin. I mean, everything was just so great with that tree. And I think that this is one of those events where it doesn't put a lot of stress on the folks that are planning and collaborating with those people. But yet, it's the biggest bang for your buck, I think.
Yep.
And this is something that is really, it's really special. And I hope it brings a lot of warm and toasty feelers to folks. Yep. And for those of you that were on the edge about whether or not you wanted to participate, be it come down to City Dock or find, you know, your watching location, or you were maybe planning on decorating your boat, you know, I'm hoping that this provides that nudge. Just because I think we're just going to have a great time.
This is a big call out to
you. Yeah.
If you've got a car, put lights on the car.
Put lights on
Come
the car.
Come on out. Yep. Turn the radio station to KSDK. Yes. Follow along.
Tune in.
If you don't feel like getting out, roll down the window and sing. You know?
Yeah.
If you've got something that floats like a boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put lights on the boat. Yeah. Come on out.
Come on out.
Yeah. If you don't have either of those things, put lights on yourself.
Yeah.
Just walk. Yeah. Just be there.
Yeah.
We don't care as long as you're there.
I agree 100%. I'm with Clay. This is definitely like a shout out to all the Wrangellites who are questioning whether or not they want to participate. This is that nudge for you. Please join us.
This is your message.
There were so many things that didn't necessarily get to happen this year. We didn't end up with much for a 4th of July, which is usually, you know, Wrangell lives for the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And there's just a whole big long slew of things that we didn't necessarily get to do this year. Well, you know what? We get to do this.
Yeah.
So here we go.
It'll be great.
Yep. Absolutely. So, as a review, December 19th, starting at 6 p.m. If you have a boat, put lights on it. If you have a car, put lights on it. Bring it to City Dock. If you have a self, put lights on it. Everybody, 6 p.m., December 19th. That is this coming Saturday. Am I missing anything?
I think you got it all covered.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to say about the boat parade?
Boy, come on down.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Come on down and enjoy yourselves and rally your support for a great tradition in Wrangell.
Yep.
Keep
come
it going.
On, come on out. Support this longstanding from the 70s tradition.
Let's make Doc
by.
Proud.
Yes, exactly.
Let's make Doc proud.
Yeah.
Thank you both so much for coming on to speak with me today about the boat parade. I'm so excited to see my first Wrangell boat parade.
So are you going to wear lights?
I need to get battery-powered ones if I'm going to do that because yep. I have the clunkiest little car that's older than I am, and I'm afraid to drive it around other people sometimes. I will not be decorating my car, but I will do my very best to decorate myself.
It might be a popular thing, actually, but if we can come up with some battery-powered
lights. Oh, yeah.
I
think I have some. I'll have to dig around. Yep. I think I've got some battery-powered camping lights that can hang
Perfect.
In the vehicles. Uh-huh. There's a lot of those LED camping lights that people have, so that might be an option, too. So I'll try to come up with some for you, Sage.
Oh, amazing. All right. I'll be there, bells and lights on.
Yes. Yes.
Cool. All right. You've been listening to Talk on the Rock, KSTK's pretty much weekly live call-in show, except this week it wasn't call-in. Today's guests were Clay Hammer and Lucy Robinson, who are helping to organize Wrangell's Boat Parade. That will be this Saturday, December 19th, and you'll be able to find a recording of this episode and previous Talk on the Rocks on kstk.org. Have a wonderful rest of your day, everybody.